This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:05, it's time now for Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. By Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. By Security National Bank, with locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. By Midwest Batement Technologies, call 618-372-7077. By the Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro. By Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light duty towing of Litchfield. And by Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare. Here are the guys. It's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and Uncle Ralph.
Tobinot, thank you very much, and welcome to WSMI Sports Saturday. We got a lot of fun things to talk about today.
Sports insanity today.
Yes. But we're going to start off with Mr. Pete Moyer. He is back in our WSMI studios, fresh back from a trip to Germany. Then across the country he went to L.A. for another TV appearance. Pete, thank you so much for coming back in. It's always fun to talk to you. You always have so many interesting stories for us.
And Dankeschön.
That's right.
Yeah, Dankeschön. I learned one German word while he was over there.
You remember the last time Pete was in, he was talking about how he was going to have an appearance on German television, catching bouncy balls with chopsticks. And I guess, Pete, you can take it from there.
Yeah, well, they call the segment Stavian Schnapper, chopstick catch.
Now, how do you spell that? Never mind.
Very carefully.
Yes. Very carefully and correctly. That's how you spell it. But it was a new show called Unschlagbar, which means unbeatable. I promise it's nothing dirty. And they have...
Oh, we wish it was.
Yeah. Hey, it might be. I just don't know. But they have an unbeatable person who claim to be the world's best at catching bouncy balls with chopsticks, and then they found me to compete against him.
And you actually came real close to beating the unbeatable.
Yeah, he caught about 17 in a minute, and in practice I could catch about 16 in a minute. But the way the show's set up, the audience votes on who they want to see, so they voted on the Chinese guy.
Well, naturally.
Yeah. They wanted to see someone win, so they're not going to vote for an American.
Now, how far was the bounce that you were having to catch with the chopsticks?
It was 10 meters, about 30 feet away from me. My friend and teammate, Samuel Alnemery, would lob bouncy balls to me about the size of ping pong balls, and I have to catch them with chopsticks.
And obviously, the catching of the ball with the chopstick is hard, but I would imagine getting the perfect bounce, the perfect toss, there's a little art involved in that.
Yeah. You usually got to throw the same spot every single time.
And how long, when you catch the ball with the chopsticks, how long a period of time do you have to hold it there or whatever to be?
They have a bucket that stood next to me about shoulder height, and I would have to drop them in there. Okay. And I would stand in a circle with a radius of about 4 feet that I couldn't get out of. So I would have to catch a bouncy ball, run over to the bucket, drop it in. I mean, not run too much, but just run enough to just drop it and then get back to catching bouncy balls.
Pete, we you put a smile on our face every time we get to talk to you, but we fail to realize the hand-eye coordination and all the other athletic aspects of this thing that goes into these types of performances. It's incredible.
Yeah.
So you've been, obviously, on David Letterman. Now you've been on German TV. Are there differences between, like, European television and American television, like, from what you saw?
From what I saw, they are crazier when it comes to, you know, who's going to think of catching bouncy balls with chopsticks? And that wasn't even one of the weirder segments of the show. That was pretty normal. The show was split up into six different segments. One of them included a female arm wrestling champion who claimed to be the best at hand-drying a dish towel. In a minute. So they had to find two contestants to face her. One of them was a laundry machine on spin cycle, just a drying machine. And then the other one was an elephant that stomps on a towel. And so the audience voted on the elephant, and I'm going to spoil the ending, but the elephant wins.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
So lucky for me, I just went, you know, against two Asian guys.
Yeah. So at least you got to compete against humans.
Yeah, not a machine that's just a chopstick, you know, that automatically catches bouncy balls.
Yeah. Oh. And the Chinese guy probably had a better German accent, and he did. So.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I was out there asking if I could use forks and knives to just stab the balls in there. Yeah.
And so you said once you got back from Germany, you went out And we're on the Ricky Lake Show.
The Ricky Lake Show, yes. That will be airing May 17th. Check your local listings and set your DVR because no one watches live TV anymore.
No, no. Why would you do that? Yeah, you gotta watch commercials.
Yeah, I don't even get to watch TV anymore. I'm just
so Pete. When you come back from Germany and then head to what's the time differential there? What's how many hours?
It was really hard to figure out because there was also that time change here. Yeah. In Germany, I was trying to figure out if they do a time change at all. Turns out they don't. But yeah, Germany is normally 7 hours ahead of us, or it was when I left. Uh-huh. Then it was 6 hours ahead of us because of the time change. LA is 2 hours behind us. So,
you were on fumes.
Hey, oh yeah, and a lot of espresso. So
yeah.
So you're lucky you figured out what time to actually be there.
Yeah. Well, Ricky Lake is.
Yeah.
Do you still get nervous like when you go on these programs?
Right now, yeah, the WSMI.
Yeah, I'm sure you're very nervous.
This is the most nervous I've ever been right here.
I was going to say this is a biggie.
Yeah.
Well, don't get too close to Uncle Ralphie, but he does bite.
Yeah.
He does bite.
And so does Letterman, I've heard.
Yeah.
Well, I heard it interesting. I was watching Letterman the other night, and he was talking about how some guy got banned from the show because he walked up and he was rifling through, I think, Meryl Streep's purse or something. Yeah. So you got to be careful.
Not
with that.
Not me, I promise. That wasn't me.
So you've obviously got, I can't remember, how many world records do you hold now for your various feats?
About 200, 209, I think.
And you told us off air what you're working on next. You told us. Yep, it's incredible.
I'm working on, every year, I try to do a public world record on my birthday that people can come uptown and watch me set. Last year, I juggled and hula hooped for an hour, and this year, I plan on spinning a basketball on one finger while hula hooping.
For how long?
For 20 minutes. 20 minutes on my 20th birthday.
There you go.
Wow. Is that a record of some kind, 20 minutes, or is that just personal?
Yeah, it's what I'd want to do, what I think would be impressive. Anything under is just, you know.
I mean, for anyone to just, I mean, to spin a basketball on your finger is not an easy thing to do. To do that for 20 minutes by itself is amazing. Yeah. Then you add hula hooping on it. I mean, that's just... It's incredible.
Yeah, but hula hooping is kind of second nature.
Yeah.
You probably do that in your sleep, don't you?
Yeah, in fact, it helps to hula hoop, you know.
It relaxes you, probably.
Yeah.
And then you realize 20 minutes
you want
later.
You want to drink to relax? No, I want a hula hoop,
that's
okay?
Right.
You realize 20 minutes later when you take that spinning basketball off your finger, that finger's about a half inch shorter than the rest of them because you wore it down to the nub.
Yeah, no kidding.
And you also are working on hula hooping and running a mile?
Yep, running a mile while hula hooping. Right now that is a Guinness World Record, and that's, I think, 11 and a half minutes. And most of my records are done through a website called Record Setter, which is kind of like the Wikipedia of record setting. Anyone can upload a record as long as they have video of it. But this would be a Guinness World Record. I'm hoping to do it in under 8 minutes, and I'm doing it to raise awareness for neurofibromatosis. So if you want to check that out, you can check out crowdrise.com/hooping. You can donate to a good cause.
That was going to be my next question, Pete. When you do this attempt on the next record you're wanting to send, how you had to verify that. So you have to have a tape or something of you doing that.
Yeah, I always have to have video evidence or photo evidence of something. And then it helps to have witnesses.
You've done so many amazing things in this field, I guess. Have you seen someone do something and you think, boy, I couldn't do that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of something I was trying to do the other day. I was trying to balance a 10-foot pole on my chin while spinning a basketball on a finger. You know, just a normal Friday afternoon.
Sure, right.
Yeah.
And that was going to take some practice.
No, is that actually something, do you think, if you practice that and you could do that if you really focused on it, you think?
Yeah, I never say I can't do anything. Right. I always say yet, you know, I can't do it yet.
Right.
Or I'm not strange enough to do it yet.
So, Pete, when you attempt to do this hula hoop run, where were you? What venue will you use to try to set this record?
Don't know yet. It hasn't been decided when or where that will be set.
Is it a cross-country thing? Is it around a track?
It will be around a track, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I guess you do all this stuff inside, I would imagine, just for climate control purposes. Yep. Do you ever think about trying to do something outside where, like, the elements would become a factor?
Yeah, I mean, I can't really think of anything.
Yeah.
I could juggle hail and a hailstorm would be a good one. But
yeah, that'd be a good one. Yeah. That'd take concentration, though, because you have to keep track of the hailstones.
Yeah, no, I mean, I did juggle snowballs the other day. And
Yeah, there was no shortage of those, was there?
Yeah, no kidding.
Pete Moria joining us in our WSMI studios talking about all his amazing treks around the world. And I guess, Pete, we're going to let you go here in a minute, okay. But just give us maybe your websites, how people can view your stuff, and how we can keep up with you in the future.
Okay, yeah, I have PeteTheJuggler.com. It's safe for work, I promise. And Facebook.com/PeteTheJuggler if you want to become a fan and stay up to date what I'm doing next and why exactly.
So when can we expect you back here, Pete?
You guys have me after the Ricky Lake show, let me know.
Hey.
Okay.
I won't be telling you what I'm going to be doing on that show, but it's a world record show, and yeah, you'll see a new world record set on the show.
Did Ricky Lake appreciate the world record that you were able to accomplish?
You know, I don't
know. Or was she kind of, it's just another world record?
Yeah. I mean, they had a lot of good world records on the show that I don't want to say upstaged me, but just they have a dog that sets a world record, and like a 6-year-old girl that does ballet, and both of them are much cuter than I could ever be. So
well, I was going to ask you what are the conversations like backstage between the world records, but if it's a 6-year-old and a dog, probably not much.
Yeah. No matter what, I don't really talk to many.
You just
people.
Have to watch out where you step.
Yeah.
Well, I can understand the 6-year-old girl being cuter, but the dog, I mean,
Well, it depends on the dog.
Well, yeah.
Pete Moria, we always appreciate you coming into our studios and telling us about your adventures. You always have an open invitation here to Sports Saturday, so anytime you want to come back, just please come.
As soon as you guys get sick of me, I'll stop coming.
No, I don't think that's going to happen. No. You get more entertaining every time.
Oh, I tell you what,
it's interesting to have someone who has taken the initiative to do what you're doing. I think it's fantastic. I mean, I think I'll go out today and juggle some balls on chopsticks. Everybody does that.
Who doesn't, right?
Go to China Walk sometime. That's how everyone eats there. Tossing around things, catching them out of the air. And
especially when, to put it all in perspective, Pete, the average guy like us here at the radio station, walking and chewing gum sometimes is difficult. So, we appreciate what you're doing.
Absolutely. Yeah. The higher echelon of activity here, absolutely.
That's right. P-More, congratulations on your latest venture. We look forward to hearing from more of you in the future.
All right, thanks for having me.
We need a break. We're back with more after this.
This is Jim Miller with Security National Bank. Farmers, it's time to get your spring finances in order, and we're ready to help you at Security National Bank, a small-town bank where we know your name and with an established reputation in the area since 1932. We can help with all of your ag lending needs. Stop by and see us today. Security National Bank, big enough to serve you, small enough to know you, with 4 locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeyne, Irving, and Fillmore. Business on the web at securitynb.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing has moved to the Goodyear building behind Denny's Restaurant in Litchfield. Kurt's has commercial Goodyear tires, complete exhaust service, and heavy and light-duty towing. Kurt's Crew Cab Rollback can transport your family and your car. Kurt's 24-hour towing can tow anything from your semi to your motorcycle. So, when you need a tow, remember 324-2400. Kurt's 24-hour towing in Litchfield.
And at 9:18, let's take a look at the weather forecast being brought to you this time by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Cloudy skies for today. Expect a high in the upper 50s. Occasional showers for tonight. We'll have lows in the low 40s. Heading into Easter Sunday, sunny skies. We'll have highs in the low 60s. Extended look at the forecast Monday through Wednesday. It will be a little colder with a chance of rain or snow on Monday. Expect highs will be in the mid-40s. The lows will be in the low 30s. We'll have partly cloudy skies for Tuesday and Wednesday as well. At 9:19, we have a temperature reading of 46 degrees, and the weather forecast is brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sports Saturday continues right after this.
April showers bring Mayflowers, as well as leaky, wet, and musty basements and crawl spaces. Midwest Basement Tech has a permanent guaranteed solution. If it's leaking, cracking, buckling, or sinking, there's only one place to call. Midwest Basement Tech at 1-800-848-9805. Serving Central Illinois for over 30 years with local service techs and free estimates. Don't make a mistake with your home's foundation repairs. Call now 1-800-848-9805 or visit them on the web at MidwestBasementTech.com for money-saving coupons.
Listen to WSMI FM 106 this Sunday morning at 6 for the annual Easter Sunrise Service from Zion Lutheran Church in Litchfield. This year's broadcast of the Easter Sunrise Service brought to you in part by Wolf Oil in Litchfield, Wernsing's Appliance and Video in beautiful downtown Litchfield and Carlinville, Tech and Sport Radio Shack in the Litchfield Shopping Plaza, Brian's Auto and 23-hour towing service in Litchfield, Snell Plumbing, Heating and Air serving Montgomery and Macoupin Counties, First National Bank of Litchfield, downtown and Westside, the Plumber Funeral Home in Litchfield, Holiday Inn Express, and Taylor Tire and Auto, both of Litchfield. WSMI is currently accepting applications for an agricultural reporter. Knowledge of agriculture is important. The job will include gathering and producing local stories, conducting interviews, attending meetings, writing and delivering daily ag news reports, and broadcasting on location from fairs and special events. Please email resumes to Brian Talley at brian@wsmiradio.com. Talley Broadcasting is an equal opportunity employer.
And at 9:20, Sports Saturday continues. Once again, here's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and Uncle Ralph.
Tobinat, thank you very much. And we want to thank again Pete Moyer for coming in to our WSMI. It's so neat to see a local guy like that doing such great things.
Well, and Pete just is just a great guy. Super nice guy. And we talk about sports, but when you think about it, sports started out with somebody like Pete.
Right. Yeah.
Somebody said, well, let's throw a ball and see how far we can hit it. Or let's put a ball on a tee and see how far. You know, something, and look what sports has developed into. So, you know, somebody with Pete's ideas came up with what's developed into the world of sports.
And sounds like the premise of basketball.
And Pete's a great guy, and he comes from a great family. His father just left here about a month ago to go to Michigan. He went up there, too. He was pastor here at the Our Savior's Lutheran Church, and he went to Michigan, closer to his family and stuff, but his dad is a great guy, and Pete's just like him.
Well, and the thing about Pete, he just doesn't take himself real serious.
Exactly.
You know, he's it's about having a good time and pushing your limits, but enjoying life.
If it works, don't you just get the feeling that he's going to wind up doing something really big that makes him – I just get the feeling that guy's going to be real – about 10 years, that dude is
going
to be
10 years from
famous.
Now, we're going to be sitting here going, well, where do we remember? We had Pete in studio, and they're going,
you
guys are full of crap. You never had Pete Moyer in the studio.
Yeah, he's going to do something. He's going to do something. Now, Uncle Ralph did something last week. He stepped away from the sports show, grilled a lot of pork chops, but for a very good – cause.
Yeah, we had the Roubaix race last Saturday in Hillsboro, and it's, of course, to benefit the Montgomery County Cancer Association. And they had to switch dates from April to March, so they were down about 100 and some bikers because they were committed elsewhere on this date. So, but if you can imagine sitting here and listen to Pete talk about, you know, the feats he's done and how they would seem almost impossible. These bikers, they're quite a group of athletes, and they have one division that's nothing but quote-unquote professional bikers. That's basically what they spend their time doing. So they ride two 28-mile courses. Two 28-mile courses. Now, that's in itself is awesome to me over country roads and stuff. But the winner of this group, I think, averaged somewhere close to 23 mile an hour for 58 miles. Now, put that in perspective. That's a pedal and a bike right along.
Yes, it is.
And they have they had, I believe, two women's divisions in it, and the same way the girls, of course, not quite as fast, but it's quite a sport, and you really have to appreciate the stamina of these people to do what they do. You know, ride 28 miles twice around a course through country roads and uphill, downhill, and everywhere, and then to average better than 20 mile an hour in doing that is quite a feat to me.
How'd your pork chop flipping elbow?
Oh, we got it loosened up pretty quick. Yeah. It come back pretty quick.
Like riding a bike, so to speak.
Yeah, like riding a bike. But the crowd was down a little bit, and we haven't got any final figures on what was made or what wasn't made. But as you guys remember last Saturday, the one and only decent day we had, and it, right. it was a beautiful day last Saturday.
It was gorgeous.
The weather was great, and the bikers, you know, there wasn't much wind, and everybody enjoyed themselves. And I was in the church, and a guy came in there, and he put it all in perspective. He had been winning the heat where the quote-unquote professional riders ride, and he blew a tire.
Oh.
So all of his good work, and I think that was on the second 28 miles, but all of his good work was down the drain. So
I blew a tire on the way to work the other day.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah. You couldn't, you know.
It was not good.
You couldn't drive fast enough to get from Gillespie to Litchfield.
I could. I literally couldn't. Had to fill up, put air in my tire three times on the way to work. But anyway, I know the Montgomery County Cancer Association, Uncle Ralph, is obviously an organization very near and dear to your heart, and they just do amazing things.
Yeah, they do. They last year we reached the unbelievable goal of $150,000, and this year we're thinking maybe we might go over two.
Wow.
And, you know, that's quite an effort, not only for Montgomery County Cancer Board and people, but it's a tremendous effort for the community.
I mean, that's so much money. It's a rural county.
Yeah, small county.
And when you put it into statistics, it's one of the poor rural counties. And you know, but we know better because of the people that are in the county.
Right.
You know, how fortunate we are to have the citizens
right.
we do here.
And cancer is near and dear to everyone's heart. It's somewhere along the line.
Well,
it's touched almost every family. And
cancer is one of those things that if you live long enough, you're probably going to get it. So the idea behind the research is let's figure out what starts it so we can stop it. And then we can wipe it off the face of the earth. So.
And we could just spend the rest of this hour, Tim, talking about what MCCA does. But they have so many teams and groups. For instance, Saturday in Hillsborough at IGA and Salvation Army, they had a team that was there selling baked goods. And just stuff like this just goes on and on and on, week after week, month after month. And that's what makes MCCA what it is today.
And the thing about it is there's a little competitiveness between the groups.
Absolutely.
that does fundraisers for the Cancer Association. You got the Banking on the Cure team at National Bank. They do a lot of things, and then all of a sudden here comes Stamp Out Cancer.
Yeah.
And it's kind of woken up quite a few people.
And you know, we've got teams out there that's raising $13,000-$14,000 just on their own.
Right.
So you add this all together, and then the big night that they have down at the KC Hall, and they raised $35,000. It's just unbelievable.
And always during the basketball season, Terry, one of the neatest nights that we usually broadcast is that night. And I guess Litchfield and Hillsborough baseball.
Yeah,
we'll be getting involved in
coming
that this
next
year.
Friday.
Yeah,
Friday afternoon they're supposed to have their cancer game for the MCCA, and it's special. First and foremost, it's special because you usually have the pink uniforms,
right.
which is kind of weird to look at after seeing the normal uniforms, but it really brings a lot of attention.
Yeah.
And to me, it's all the extracurricular activities that go in even that night to help raise money. You know, the auctioning of basketballs and all that other sort of stuff. So it's
and
pretty
having,
neat.
What were you going to say, Uncle Ralph?
No, I thought
just ignore Tobin.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say, having opportunity to witness firsthand, I've had a lot of retina problems in my right eye, so they've sent me to Washington University School of Medicine, and Siteman cancer is right there with that. And the wife and I were down there a week ago, and I was just amazed at from little bitty children to adults, the people that were sitting there in that area where they were waiting to get in to see a doctor at Siteman's cancer. It's just amazing.
And you know what? When you see little kids, I mean, it literally just, it breaks your heart.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Jack Buck always said, God rest his soul, Jack Buck always said that was one of the hardest things for him to do was to go to children's hospital and visit with the little children. He said, it just tears you up, you know.
Well, speaking of Jack Buck and baseball, I think we've got Mike Neal from Blackburn College on the phone with us.
Well,
good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys.
How you doing, my friend?
We are driving down to play Greenville today and had the show on. I thought I'd call in and see if you guys wanted to talk a little baseball.
Well, we'll talk a little baseball. So what's how are things shaping up for Blackburn this year?
It's been a slow start. Mother Nature certainly hasn't helped us with that 14 inches of snow we got. But our field, we still haven't been able to play at home. So we were supposed to play today at home, but Greenville's playable, and we're heading down there for a doubleheader starting at noon.
Pretty surprising that Greenville's field is playable.
They get less snow than we did. And you get about an hour south, and it's a whole lot different than what we got in Carlinville.
Still going to be pretty damp, though.
It's interesting you say that, because I was talking to a person yesterday from Greenville, and it was in Hillsboro, and he couldn't believe the difference in the amount of snow that Greenville had and we had here. So I guess that's a true story.
So, Mike, how are things shaping up for your ball club this year?
We started off slow, which is kind of a trait of Blackburn College baseball. We play really good teams on our spring trip, teams that have gotten – we played two teams that had played over 30 games by the time we were playing games 3 and 4. So, you know, we're not afraid to take some losses early to try and get better, you know, for conference, and that's where we're at right now.
And that's one of the things that the teams from Illinois, college teams from Illinois, have to contend with, because the weather here just not conducive. And when you go south, you know you're going to run into teams that have a bunch of games on under their belt already.
Yeah, it does. You hope you raise your level of play by playing people like that, and it points out little things, and that's where we're at. We've been making little mistakes in games and haven't got over the hump yet, but we're very confident that's going to happen.
Who have you got from the surrounding area locally here on your squad?
Our starting pitcher in game one today is Cody Unser from Morrisonville. He'll start. Other than that, we are spread out all over the place, different states, and it's just a pretty wide variety of kids. Got some kids from the St. Louis area. Our best player is our center fielder. He's from St. Jacob, went to Triad High School. Donnie Furhop is his name. Our starting pitcher in game two is Benny Burke from Belleville. Or Swansea's his hometown, went to Belleville East. So those are kind of the closer guys to our area.
Mike, talk a little bit about the recruiting process at Blackburn College. How do you hear about some of these kids and the process of going and seeing them and then deciding then to get them in the program?
You know, I guess I'm no spring chicken, so I've developed a lot of relationships across the state. I know a ton of the junior college coaches. I know a ton of high school coaches. And it's just getting out and getting to games when you can, which I have not been able to get to a single game to recruit yet because of the weather, and try to get our guys on track. And fortunately, I've been a part of this program called Coast to Coast Baseball, and they conduct camps in Arizona right before Christmas and Florida right after Christmas. We have 5 or 6 kids in our program that participate in Coast to Coast, and kids from Wisconsin and Arizona and Puerto Rico and Alabama have all, you know, we've connected with them through that. So that's been a nice little source of finding players.
Can you basically tell, like, when you see a kid play at the high school level, can you basically tell right away he's a college player?
Yeah, after years of experience, it gets pretty easy. You know, you might see a guy that, you know, a lot of times at the smaller schools, you'll see a really good athletic kid that's not as polished and a guy that you want to take a chance on. You know, I think of a kid like Brandon Freehill a few years back from Carlinville, who was 6'5" and could run. And, you know, after 4 years, we turned him into a nice college baseball player.
Mike, Blackburn traditionally has been able to host the sectional for the high school tournament, and I suppose you're on the docket for that a little bit later on in the season, right?
Yeah, we are. If we get the snow to melt off our field, it'll be good. By that time, I think we'll be all right.
But that serves a couple of purposes there. First off, it brings some people to the Blackburn College campus, which can never hurt anything.
Certainly. You know, great example of that. I got an email maybe a month ago from a kid named Cameron Obermeyer from Oakville, who's at Kaskaskia, and he had played in the sectional for Oakville and is playing in Kaskaskia, is looking to transfer somewhere. And, you know, he contacted me, and he's visited our campus. So stuff like that certainly helps.
Mike, how many games do you hope to have in when it's all said and done?
We're allowed to play 40. We're four down already because of the weather. We've got 12 in. We're going to make a couple back up. We're going to try and get as close to 40 as we can.
What's the conference looking like this year?
Right now, Webster's leading our league. They had a great year last year. They went to the World Series, first team ever from our conference to make it that far. You know, they're the team to chase, try and chase down. The team that was picked second is Spalding, who has a decent club out of Louisville, Kentucky. That's who we opened up with last week. They beat us 4-2 and 4-3, so we're right there. It's just a matter of we're needing a guy to step up with guys on base and rattle one into the gap and then go out and get the effort on the mound. And once we get those things rolling and get some momentum going our way, we'll be hard to stop. It's just it's, for the young team, it's you know, it's just getting that going. We only have two seniors.
Mike, one thing that we see in the high school baseball season a lot is with the weather like it is, you go for a while with no games, and all of a sudden you've got eight games in 4 days, and you run into problems with arms and pitchers. Is that the same situation with college?
It certainly can be. We're fortunate this year we've had back-to-back strong recruiting classes. We have 14 guys in our program that can pitch.
Wow.
And we've got six games in 5 days right now. And with college, we played nine innings yesterday. We've got 16 more innings to play today and 16 more on Monday and nine on Tuesday. But with our pitching depth, we don't have that one guy that just goes out and blows people away like we've had in the past at times. But what we have is 14 guys, and they all are capable of throwing strikes with a couple pitches and keep us in games.
Sounds like you got your work cut out for you then.
Mike Neal, best of luck today at Greenville. We thank you for some of your time, and we look forward to talking to you later on.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure. Thanks, guys. You know, have a happy Easter.
Okay,
you
Mike,
too.
Thank you,
you too.
So much.
Head coach of Blackburn College, and hard to believe they're playing baseball today.
Oh, my goodness. It's not a nice day as far as just the moisture
Greenville must have a well-drained field
and a very good ground crew.
Yes, yes.
Well, and like Mike said, they just didn't get as much snow over that way.
Well,
true. That's good. You know, and a plug for Mike and the program with Blackburn, seems like that time of year when the sectionals always come along, there's always thunderstorms and stuff that they have to put up with. And more than once, Mike has prepared the facility, and it's just been blown away with the thunderstorm. And you know, you go back two or three days in a row, and you get wiped out. But, you know, they stick with it. They get the games in, and he does a nice job of hosting the sectional tournament.
And that's so a real nice field.
That's a sweet field over there. And, you know, I know they're looking to upgrade their facilities as well. And you know, that'd really be nice to see the Mike and the Blackburn team do very, very well this year. So we're looking forward to the baseball season. Looking forward for a little warmer weather too.
Yeah. Well, Major League Baseball starts on I guess it technically starts on Sunday. The Cardinals start on Monday, but our high school broadcast season starts on Monday.
We and hope.
Weather permitting, we'll have four games next week?
Four games next week. On Monday, tentatively, we have Litchfield Lincolnwood softball. And then Litchfield Gillespie baseball on Tuesday, Carlinville Gillespie baseball on Thursday, and then Litchfield Hillsboro baseball on Friday. So,
and the game Friday will be right here on FM 106.
On FM 106.
And so, that will be the
The cancer game,
that'd
right?
Be the cancer game. Yes.
And all of our games stream
it'll be Litchfield
online.
Versus Hillsborough.
Yeah, that's all you
important.
Need to know.
That's the important thing.
Of course, all of our high school sports stream online at WSMIRadio.com. You can also get the broadcast schedule on the website and podcast of all of our broadcasts.
In fact, the honchos were sharing some information with me this past week about our internet.
I saw that.
And impressive.
Yes.
We have a lot of folks tuning into the internet for sort of all sorts of various information, including sports.
Well, so, you saw the numbers for just the one day of the weather.
Oh, the cancellation thing. It was just unbelievable. Scared me. I couldn't count that high.
Big numbers.
Big numbers. Lots of crooked numbers, too.
Yeah, lots of crooked numbers. So,
anyway. And there's going to, as usual, there's going to be some good, some very good teams around, and young Tomazoli for Hillsborough is one of the best young left-hand pitchers that I've witnessed.
Do they have a right-handed pitcher this year?
I'm going to bet Stewie doesn't have a right-handed.
He's usually pretty much left-handed, but this Tomazoli kid is he's quite an athlete.
The baseball-softball season always goes so fast. We talked about it before. It has a dynamic that none of the other high school sports face, with school winding down, graduation, you get summer fever. And a lot of times, you know, if you advance deep in the postseason of baseball or softball, it's summertime.
You've graduated. You know, the graduation ceremonies was 2 weeks previous.
Prior.
And you're still playing baseball or softball. So, yeah, it's a unique situation for high school sports.
Yeah, it is, and as you said, Terry, it comes at a bad time of the year weather-wise, because our weather here just can be ornery up way up in April.
Well, I brought up the fact that we need the WISMI Dome right across the street from the radio station here, and I keep floating this idea, and they keep shooting me down, but one of these days, by golly.
Yeah, persistence eventually pays off.
That's right. We need the WISMI Dome over here. We're going to play baseball and softball 24/7, 365. We're also going to make it big enough we can do basketball.
Nice. Of course, last year we really did have very good weather.
Well, oh, we did.
In the spring.
Yeah, we did. Last year we actually got our entire regular season broadcast schedule in for the first time in 30 whatever many years I've been here. That had never happened before.
And you mentioned we were talking to Mike Neal, the Blackburn head coach, about pitching at the college level, and you know how you can have no games for a while, then get a slew of games back to back to back. And really at the high school level, that's when it can really be detrimental to a baseball pitching staff.
And you know, most of these conferences, especially the South Central, have built-in rain dates. So, you know, going down the line, if you get rained out, man, you've already got a conference game scheduled on a Monday. There's a rain date, conference date for Tuesday. You got another conference game Wednesday. You're backed up, and you're going, okay, whose arm's still attached and who can throw?
Yeah.
And, of course, coming up in a couple of weeks, the Greenville Comets are going to play the Edwardsville Tigers at a little place called Busch Stadium.
Busch Stadium.
Little venue.
They're gonna play at Busch Stadium, and they're gonna do that after the Cardinal game,
right.
And so it'll be an evening game with the Tigers. But that's always a great experience, and you know, several teams also will be playing at GCS Stadium, where the Grizzlies play. So that's always a nice venue, and plus that is a super sectional venue a lot of times in high school baseball. So it's good to get used to that.
That's just a great minor league facility.
Yes. I always tell people, hey, if you haven't seen the Grizzly Stadium, it's worth going down to.
The
a
only
game.
Unfortunate thing when they play the high school games is they don't sell the Luther Vandross. It's very unfortunate.
Yeah.
Well, for a good reason, probably.
I guess.
Do you know what for folks who don't know what it is?
It is a bacon cheeseburger, but instead of buns, it's Krispy Kreme donuts.
There you go.
Yeah.
And as far as I know, this is the only place in the world you could buy it.
I think so.
Now roll that over.
Well, I think Adam Richman, I think the guy from Man vs. Hoot, I believe, came down to GCS and had a sample of the Luther Vandross.
He tried that and the world's greatest hot dog.
Oh, my.
That's another alternative.
And
version.
I think it's actually called the Luther. It may not be, but the story goes that one night, Luther Vandross, who knows what he was on.
Yeah.
But he made himself a cheeseburger and then got so far down the line and realized he had no buns.
Yeah.
And he had a box of Krispy Kreme sitting there. So, let's give it a try.
Just put her on a donut.
Like all the great inventions in American history.
It's kind of like just like Pete Boyer, you know?
Right.
Pete, if you're listening, this may be something you want to work on. May want to work on this.
Oh, my gosh.
We need to get to another break on Sports Saturday. When we come back, we're going to talk about March Madness. I had myself a little experience last night.
And you should share it with us.
I had a fun time.
Yes.
We're back with that in a moment.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond.
Farmer-owned Prairie Farms, a name that belongs on your shopping list. With fresh strawberries in your favorite market, Prairie Farms dairy products have become even more important. Prairie Farms half and half for cereal topped with red ripe strawberries. Prairie Farms whipped cream for shortcake. And for a delicious low-calorie treat to dip your strawberries in, delicious Prairie Farms yogurt. And to energize for outdoor activities, 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. Taste the homemade goodness of Farmer-owned Prairie Farms.
Electric safety starts with you. Spring projects often involve digging, but you may be surprised by what's buried in your yard. Electric, gas, and other utilities can mean big trouble if you make contact with them. No matter what the project is, if you're digging, be sure to call 811 before you dig and get underground utilities marked. Learn more at safeelectricity.org. Sponsored by the Energy Education Council with support from Ameren, Illinois.
And at 9:46, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you this time by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Cloudy skies for today. We'll have highs in the upper 50s. Occasional showers for tonight. Expect lows in the 40s. On Easter Sunday, sunny skies. Expect a high Easter Sunday of around 60 degrees. Extended look at the forecast Monday through Wednesday. Colder with a chance of rain or snow on Monday. We'll have partly cloudy skies on Tuesday and Wednesday. Expect highs in the mid-40s. The lows will be in the low 30s. At 9:46, we have a temperature reading of 48 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by CarQuest. In Carlinville and Jacksonville, you'll find it at CarQuest. Sports Saturday continues in 90 seconds.
There are those who go to work in a factory, those who sit in an office from 9 to 5, those who travel to a construction site, and then there are those who wake before dawn, spend their entire day in a field, put their blood, sweat, and tears into their job, and finish the work week long after 40 hours have passed. To the farmers of America, we salute you. This message is brought to you by Teamwork Rehab, getting you back in the game, a division of Hillsborough Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare.
Since 1899, four generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal attention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
If you're a farmer in ag business, it's good to bank with people you know and trust. This is Jim Miller with Security National Bank. I'm experienced in ag lending and ready to serve all the needs of your farming operation, including purchasing farmland, livestock, equipment, and more. Stop by and see me today for all of your ag needs and ask about our competitive rates. Security National Bank, big enough to serve you, small enough to know you, with four locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Visit us on the web at securitynb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And at 9:48, Sports Saturday continues once again. Here's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and Uncle Ralph.
Tobinot, thank you very much. Back here on WSMI Sports Saturday. And I had a long day yesterday.
Well, you did, but you had an enjoyable day. You got to see the Dukies.
I did.
In person.
For the first time. I've been a Duke fan since I was probably, I don't know, 8 years old, 9 years old. And they're either on the East Coast or on the West Coast. Yeah. They're rarely in the middle part of the country. When I found out that they were going to be playing in Indy, I was like, I got to go. So I did. I wound up sitting four rows from the floor last night to watch Louisville, Oregon. That was the JV game.
Uh-huh.
And then the varsity game took place with Duke and Michigan State. And, oh, it was just absolutely sensational to see such high-level college basketball that close. I mean, the size of these athletes, the speed of the game. But I was telling you, Terry, I almost enjoyed more – the non-game stuff. Like, during the Duke-Michigan State game, Duke had just hit a three to take a lead, and they hadn't been playing any defense early in the second half. So Krzyzewski calls a timeout, and he's in the timeout. And all of a sudden, he comes out of the huddle. He's, like, prancing around, like, behind the bench, like, moving his hands up in the air. And then he comes back in the huddle, and I can only imagine that. He was basically saying, boys, you're not playing any defense.
Yeah.
Time to D up. But it's stuff like that that you just don't get to see on television, actually being there in person to see it all. It was an experience of a lifetime. And I've been, you know, I've been to World Series games. This was the most enjoyable time I've ever had at a sporting event in my life.
One of the neat things about high-end college basketball, the size of these guys and the speed. Yes. I think the speed is even more impressive, how fast the game flies by. And you've got these huge bodies flying up and down the floor.
7-foot guys, 6'10 guys.
Yeah. Like Mason Plumlee looks big on television, but seeing
he's
that dude in person, he is a big man in that. I think the Knicks kid, Lance Knicks, I think is his first name, for Michigan State. That dude's like an offensive lineman playing basketball. Just impressive athletes all around.
Plus, you got to see two great programs.
Oh, and I was telling you, really, Duke and Illinois are my two favorite teams. But after that, I mean, Michigan State is on the short list. And to get to watch those two elite programs, that was like a Final Four game. And the atmosphere was just fabulous. And
tell us a little bit about the venue, the stadium itself.
Lucas Oil Stadium is probably one of the best stadiums in the country. I mean, outside it looks spectacular. Inside, I mean, this thing is state of the art, from the concourses, just all the bathroom facilities, to the court itself, just spectacular. And the staff that works there is some of the most hospitable people I've ever seen work at a sporting event. Like, I said four rows off the floor, and, like, you know, at halftime or in between games, you know, a lot of people, myself included, going down, like, taking pictures. And of course, they had the staff sitting there, you know, to make sure no one jumps on the floor. They just got out of the way and let everyone get down and take their pictures and do what they needed to do, you know. And it's the little things like that really make the experience outstanding.
Well, and what they realize is that they're trying to resell this stadium for future events.
Sure. And to me, there's no reason that Indianapolis, that Lucas Oil Stadium, they should host the Final Four once every 4 years. Mm-hmm. You know, there should be, I don't care who does it the other 3 years, rotate it wherever you want. But that place should have a Final Four once every 4 years. I mean, top notch.
I think if you look at various areas and what they've done to prep themselves, so to speak, for things such as the NCAA tournament and stuff, you have to rate Indianapolis right up at the top, because they have pumped some money into that city for facilities, you know, for pro football, for pro basketball, for everything. They have really spent some money.
They've done a fabulous job, and boy, there was a lot of Louisville people there last night. They announced the attendance like 35,000, and close to 20,000 of them were probably Louisville fans. But like I said, they are the most obnoxious fans I have ever seen.
Share with us about this fan that was next to you.
We were sitting next to – we were right in the middle of a bunch of Louisville fans, but there was this clown sitting next to us. He's there with this little kid, spent no time talking to his little kid. Spent the whole time – Louisville didn't commit a foul the whole game. In this guy's eye, did not commit a foul the whole game. Every time Oregon touched the ball, they traveled. It was. This guy is screaming at the officials the whole time. He's standing up, making gyrations. I'm thinking to myself, dude, this is supposed to be a father-son moment with your kid, and you're interacting like this. But there was one point where this guy's sitting in front of me. They do this L thing, like you can think of the old loser sign that you put up, but they put up their index finger and their middle finger with their thumb and make this L. Looks stupid. But that's neither here nor there. And so this guy's just going on and on, and I guess he thought that a ref had made a bad call. He stands up, screams, puts his arms out, I'm watching the same game as you are. And I was a split second – I didn't want any trouble. I was a split second away from saying, yeah, but you're watching it with rose-colored glasses. And this is coming from me. I thought that I was a fanatical, diehard Duke fan. And I guess I am. But I was sitting there thinking – these guys make me look tame. Like, this is ridiculous. And there's always Duke haters. And that's fine. You know, they're hated because they're great and they've had so much success. They're like the Yankees. You hate them for their success. But it was downright comical last night hearing, like, people, oh, Duke, you get all the calls. And this was about 2 minutes after the most blatantly goaltending that I had ever seen in my life that wasn't called. It wasn't 2 minutes that, oh, Duke gets all the calls. Except for the blatant goaltend. And then, you know, later, Duke player literally gets grabbed by the shoulders and pulled down 2 minutes later, oh, Duke gets all the calls. Well, they don't get all the calls. They play hard. And Terry, like we've talked about before, no matter the sport, no matter the level, you create your own luck. And when you play hard and you play intense, it looks like you're going to get whistles, but it's because you're just creating your own luck.
Well, officials are looking for violations. They're not there to reward people who slack.
Right. Well, that's exactly
right. And if you're hustling to try to make the play, you're probably going to get rewarded. And maybe I don't like to say catch a break, but they're not going to penalize you for hustling. Because that's part of the
that's
game.
Right. And there was one point, it was about 5 minutes into the Duke-Michigan State game, I guess like the first TV time out there, that clown Louisville fan that I was talking about that was just screaming the whole game, turns to me and says, boy, this game's not nearly as physical as the Louisville game. I thought to myself, first off, the guy's an idiot. Never probably played basketball in his life. I looked right at him and I said, dude, if you think that Louisville-Oregon game was physical, you better hope that you don't play Michigan State because you will get introduced to Big Ten basketball. And that's really the difference. They don't know what, and not the players or the coach, because they do, but these Louisville fans, they don't know what physical basketball is about. I mean, when you play like Louisville plays, they could get a foul called on them every time. That's just the nature of the game. Comes back to when you play hard and you play, when you play fast, you create your own luck. It's like Nokomis. You can't call every single foul when they're running the ball press. Yeah. The game would never get over.
Right.
But it was just interesting to me to see how crazy. And, there's no professional sports teams down there.
Sure.
So, I mean, it's Louisville basketball.
Right.
It's Kentucky basketball. I mean, it was serious. They were not messing around.
And I think when you talk of Duke, I think Gruszewski is about one game away from tying Wooden for the most
Final four appearances.
Almost final four appearances. Yeah, he's got the most tournament. Well, they put up the list of, like, the most tournament wins. Three of the four coaches were there last night, Patino, Izzo, and Coach K. So, I mean, it was fantastic. That was a fun night of basketball in Indianapolis.
And even just watching it was a fun night to watch basketball.
Yeah.
It's a great time of the year.
Well, basketball at its best.
Well, and we've said it before, basketball is not the finesse game it used to be. It's a grind it out. We're going to – if you play well, you're playing great defense. So there's not a whole lot of finesse with it. But there are and with these elite teams, there are moments of finesse, and you're sitting there and going, "Wow, how did they do that?"
That's right.
They'll thread that pass through the needle, and you're going, "Holy mackerel, how'd they ever get that pass through the lane?" And the kid caught it and made the layup all in one motion. And how do you do that?
Exactly. Just the athleticism and the speed at which they do it is sensational. And I don't have any kids. I don't know if we'll ever have any kids, but if I ever do have a kid, I'm going to tell the kid when he's about 5, you being born was the second most exciting day of my life. Because that last night, just sensational. I just had such a fabulous time watching my Dukies
in person. Trust me, Tim, if that ever happens to you, you will not say that.
No.
I probably won't.
You will not say that.
Obviously, since I was at the Duke game, I didn't get to watch the other games, but I guess there was quite the finish in the Kansas-Michigan game.
Oh, there was a wild and woolly affair there. Holy moly. And
Well, Kansas had the game won, but
They thought they did.
Yeah, they thought they did.
But you know what? Kansas, more often than not, ends up choking away the game. They don't get beat. They just give it away.
Yeah,
they did it again last night.
Right. And see, that's what amazed me being there last night at Indianapolis under the under four time. I think Duke was up by 9. All these Louisville fans, it was a mass exodus. Like the game was over. I turned to my dad and say, this game's not over, and I guess the Kansas-Michigan game proved just that, because Kansas was up 10 with 3 minutes to go or something.
I don't know about you guys, but I've been doing high school basketball for 3.5 decades here, and I tell you what, with a 10-point lead and 90 seconds to go in the game, those games still aren't over, because I've seen it before, a 10-second lead evaporate in 10 seconds.
And, right after the timeout, Michigan State shot 2 free throws, made them, stole the inbounds pass.
How about that? Yeah, it's not over till the buzzer goes.
That's right. Until those triple zeros are on the clock, is not over.
You mentioned the coaches, Tim, and you had the opportunity to see three of probably the best coaches in college basketball.
I hope Izzo takes over Team USA basketball for the Olympics.
Oh my goodness!
I think he'd be great for just like Krzyzewski was.
That's exactly right. We want to thank Pete Moyer for coming in and sharing his wonderful exploits with us this morning. Mike Neal, the Blackburn head baseball coach. Good luck to them today at Greenville. And the regular season for Major League starts on Monday with
first
the Cardinals.
First Cardinal broadcast will be next Friday.
And our first high school broadcast?
We hope Monday.
That's right, on AM 1540.
That's going to be pretty iffy.
And at WSMIRadio.com. We are out of time. For Tobin, Terry, Uncle Ralph, I am Tim. This is WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville, your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois.